You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 22, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Abortion bans are causing preventable deaths and serious health problems for pregnant people, particularly due to confusion around medical emergency exceptions. Recent reports indicate that these bans lead to avoidable deaths. Exceptions for serious health issues are often insufficient. For instance, Amber Thurman and Candy Miller in Georgia died due to confusion about legal medical care under the state's six-week ban. Similarly, Jocely Barnica and Navaya Crane in Texas died after doctors delayed miscarriage care. The Trump administration's decision to drop a Justice Department case against Idaho exacerbates the situation, allowing the state to deny emergency abortion care. This highlights the need for clear guidelines and protections for patients and healthcare providers. The lack of clarity endangers lives and creates fear among medical professionals. Statistical data shows a significant rise in maternal and infant deaths in states with strict abortion bans. One study found that maternal deaths in Texas increased by nearly 60% after the state's strict abortion ban was enacted. Another study suggested a 13% rise in infant deaths in Texas due to the ban. Following Texas's abortion ban in 2021, the rate of sepsis for women hospitalized after losing pregnancies in the second trimester surged over 50%. Maternal mortality refers to deaths during pregnancy or within 42 days after, including those related to pregnancy care. The Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide, reduced maternal mortality rates by 30 to 40% for people of color. The U.S. is currently facing a maternal health crisis, with CDC data confirming this. Women in rural areas, where maternity care deserts exist, are about 60% more likely to die. Abortion bans are causing dangerous delays in life-saving care and altering medical standards due to fears of legal repercussions. Doctors are trying to protect themselves from losing their licenses or facing prison. The standard of fear describes the widespread anxiety among healthcare providers due to strict abortion laws. This fear leads to delayed or denied care, suboptimal procedures, or doctors leaving states with strict laws. The Standard of Fear, investigative series by the Dallas Morning News, examined the Texas abortion ban's impact. It revealed delayed care for women like Portia Numezi and Brenda Yolani Arzu Ramirez. In one case, hospital officials refused to perform a D&C for Numezi, who bled for 10 hours before her heart stopped after a miscarriage. A D&C is necessary after a miscarriage to prevent infection and heavy bleeding. Sepsis, a life-threatening condition, can occur if timely medical intervention is restricted. The effects of abortion bans extend beyond direct medical care, deeply affecting families and prompting calls for reproductive rights. Families of victims, like Amber Thurman's mother and Candy Miller's sister, are advocating for change. Tomlin Randall stated her sister's children will never see their mother again due to Georgia law instilling fear of seeking medical help. The confusion around medical emergency exceptions stems from vague legal language, leaving healthcare providers uncertain about what constitutes a true emergency. This ambiguity can delay or deny care, even when lives are at risk. Some doctors are unwilling to work in states that ban abortion, reducing access to care in already underserved areas. Ongoing legal and policy challenges related to abortion access include cases of individuals attempting to induce abortions outside medical settings. For instance, a North Texas man was charged with murder for allegedly giving his pregnant girlfriend an abortion-inducing drug. Self-managed abortion occurs outside clinics, often using medication obtained without prescriptions. Telehealth for abortion provides remote services, becoming more common due to strict laws. This affects access and potentially maternal mortality. The larger maternal health crisis in the U.S. is exacerbated by maternity care deserts, highlighting the need for better healthcare access. A March of Dimes report points to the crisis in maternal health care, particularly in areas lacking obstetric services. Higher maternal mortality rates among Black and Latina women stem from systemic factors, including discrimination and limited access to quality health care. These issues lead to delayed care and worse health outcomes. The White House blueprint for addressing the maternal health crisis aims to tackle the national maternal health crisis and its racial, ethnic, and rural challenges. Roe v. Wade, a landmark Supreme Court decision in 1973, legalized abortion nationwide based on the right to privacy. Copyright, African Elements.